One of the final changes made to the borough's spending plan was to remove funding for a lineman in the electrical department. That's a position that has gone unfilled in recent years, but outgoing Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson has asked to hire someone to help with electrical department projects. Assemblymember Bob Lynn wanted to cut the $160,000 for that line item.
Hearing from the manager and other things, I don't think we're in a position to be able to fill that and to be able to fully utilize it. Maybe at some time in the future, we need to relook at it. But right now, I don't think it should be in the budget. I think it should be removed.
The position was voted out unanimously with little further discussion. The Assembly can add that funding back at any time with three readings of a supplemental budget, however. Next up was a discussion about cutting a new part-time computer and technology person. The borough contracts with a company called PCS in Iowa to do computer work remotely. Staff proposed hiring someone locally to augment that remote work. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman thought that was a good idea.
A lot of things probably could be handled in short order by a local, and there are many hardware issues that come up from time to time that would be helpful to have a local person on staff. I don't believe it needs to be a full-time person, and PCS is still very valuable, but the combination of those two things, I think, is valid.
Assemblymember Lynn asked if the borough could do an assessment of computer work needs that could be covered by the outside contractor or a local hire. Others on the Assembly were interested in contracting work out locally as well as remotely, or looking at other options besides a part-time hire. No one made a motion to remove or move that funding initially in the discussion. Then the overall budget was approved in its third and final reading on a 6-0 vote, but the Assembly was not yet done. Following a break, Lynn made a motion to reconsider the budget's reliance on the Secure Rural Schools funding for part of the $1.8 million local contribution to the school district. Secure Rural Schools is a federal payment that the borough has received in the past, but it still needs reauthorization in Congress to continue.
So I would like to hold it. Use the Secure Rural School money rather than later on to then raise the mill rate.
Lynn thought the federal payment had a good chance of getting reauthorized. The borough has stockpiled its past payments from that source in hopes of making it last longer, anticipating an end to the payment. Lynn's proposal was to spend another $140,000 of that money with an eye toward overturning a property tax rate increase approved at the Assembly's last meeting. Assemblymember Nancy Strand wanted to keep that part of the budget as proposed.
I am in favor of keeping the SRS funds at $400,000 to stretch them out longer, a few years, a couple years, in case we don't get Secure Rural Schools funding.
The vote was split on that one, 3-3, with Strand, Kurt Wallhuter, and Mayor Cindy Lagadakis voting no, and it failed. That meant the Assembly would not be considering a resolution later on in the meeting to reconsider the property tax increase. Following that, Wallhuter made a motion to reconsider the funding for the hiring of the part-time computer position. He wanted to move that money to the borough's professional services budget and look into contracting out the work locally or remotely instead of a hire. That also failed on a split 3-3 vote with Wallhuter, Eric Castro, and Lynn, the three yes votes. The Assembly had letters from the public asking to restore funding to Petersburg Mental Health Services, but did not make that change. Mental health's funding from the borough, reduced in the current year's budget, is zeroed out for the upcoming year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.